You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
What's up, everyone? It's Noah Daniels, and we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings podcast.
And I'm JJ.
Hey, guys, and I'm Kat. Today, I brought on a guest. I've been in my quarantine life scrolling TikTok every day, and I love it. I don't know if I like it because it takes me out of the world for a little bit or helps me understand other people and that kind of stuff. But lately, I've been on spooky TikTok, and I stumbled upon our guest, who is Ashley.
Hi.
Hey.
And nice to meet you all.
And thank you so much for coming on. I definitely slid into Ashley's DM. She's at Chocolate Milk Mix, and it's labeled spooky, spooky TikTok, which I love that username. It just sounds silly when I say it.
It was the first thing on my shopping list, so that's what it ended up being.
Oh my goodness, that's perfect. That. So yeah, and she just has video after video of her security footage at home and noises she hears and cabinets moving. So I was like, oh gosh, we got to get this girl on the podcast.
Yeah, and actually your TikTok's pretty popular, right? It seems like you have a lot of people checking out your spooky content.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's really popular. I mean, if you look at some of the TikTok users, there are people that have 3 million followers. I'm only up to 71K. But honestly, I posted my security footage at first, not thinking anything of it. I honestly just used that TikTok to look at my mom's stuff. And I guess it ended up being something people liked watching. So I posted more.
For those of us like myself who are not on TikTok, although I did catch a peek of some of your videos, could you kind of explain to us what you've been posting on there?
For the majority of my videos, it's just stuff from my Alfred app. That's a security app I use on my phone. And then I also have a couple of decommissioned cell phones that I have it on, and I had it to watch my dogs while I'm away working. But then, since the quarantine, I just left it at night because we're moved into a brand new townhome. First move in jitters. I didn't really know, what the security was like. It was just something I kept up in case we got robbed. I kept hearing footsteps when I was in the bedroom. We have two bedrooms upstairs. One's an office that I'm in now, and then my bedroom. And I thought, well, it's got to be the neighbors. But then it really kind of dawned on me, we're in a townhome. There's no way it's the neighbors. If it were the neighbors, you maybe hear a bump next to you. We've got one neighbor next to us. We're on the corner. So it was a little weird. And then I could hear it in the video. So I turned my Alfred app towards the stairs and caught a white shape walking up and down the stairs. So I'm thinking, okay, we've got a home intruder. I'm freaking out. My husband keeps guns. Let's get those.
Right.
And then, you know, more stuff started happening. And this is never, like, I'm with you all. I'm a skeptic. Yeah, I watch scary movies. And you always hear people in scary movies say, like, I didn't believe until, you know, it really happened to me. I'm like, those people are, they're just like kooks. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But here, as things started to progress, I'm like, there's got to be something. Like, are we on a hill? Are things just rolling around? Like,
so Ashley, we usually like to ask our guests just to kind of get an idea where they are on the supernatural scale. And you kind of hinted at it that you're a bit of a skeptic too, but zero meaning like you don't believe in ghosts at all. 10, they're absolutely real. Where do you kind of fall on that scale?
Prior to moving here, I was maybe like a 2 or a 3, if we're on like a 1 to 10 scale. Since moving here, I'm more like 7, 8.
Wow.
Still, I try to rationalize it still. I'm like, there's got to be something to explain it, but
yeah, I feel like I even like while watching the videos, just my brain naturally was like, what if someone's behind the counter with strings pulling the cabinet? Right. Your like reactions and angles to everything, it's just like, there's, how would anyone be over there?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I'm thinking, well, if we're on a hill, maybe that's opening up the the cabinets, or maybe that's what pushed my purse off of the counter. But
and Ashley, like, did you say that you captured an apparition on foot, like on film? Like you actually saw something moving?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. I'm a little shaky about it. Like it's almost traumatizing. I feel like I'm talking about something that just, but anyway, I mean, the very first video I posted, I thought it was a home intruder. It looked like somebody walking up and down the stairs, but it was just very faint. So it was a little shape. I had a couple of my users that said that they lightened the video and it still is just a shape. And it looks like, you know, maybe it's in the shape of a person, but you can hear them walking and my dogs are barking at it and growling. I have 2 little dogs.
So. Can I play a clip of it?
Yeah, sure.
But I watched that one and you even showed like, this is where the outline of the body looks. And like, you saw it.
Yeah. It's super weird.
There's like something going down the stairs. Okay. Let me send it.
There's even like a shadow. And I'm like, that's definitely, it's gotta be a person. But then I had a lot of people, they're like, no, it's a shadow ghost. You can see it, or a shadow person or something or another.
Oh, those feisty shadow people. We've heard lots about them. You got to watch out for shadow people. So up to this point, before you moved in this home, you never had anything like this happen before?
No, except for one thing. And that was when I was a kid. We live in Louisville and our weather here is fairly mild, but when I was about, I had to have been like 11 or 12, we had this horrible storm that came through, knocked out our power in my parents' house for like 8 days. Like, I mean, we went a week without power. And so we ended up, it's midsummer, my sister and I, Addie, were sleeping in the living room with the dogs. And we had a finished basement. My parents have an upstairs, you know, we're sleeping on the floor in the living room. And we start hearing this thumping going up and down our basement steps. So, you know, we both went and grabbed my parents and we're like, do you hear that? My mom half asleep is like, no, it just has to be like the washing machine. I'm like, the power's out. It's not the washing machine. To this day, I still don't know what it is. We bring it up at like family reunions. And when we get together, my sister is like, I don't know what that was either. But, you know, being kids, we were too afraid to go check it out. But occasionally I would still hear the footsteps in my parents' home, but that's really the only supernatural thing. And I even didn't think it was supernatural. Like it's always been, oh, well maybe somebody snuck in the house or.
Yeah. It's amazing how parents always have such a quick answer to explain the supernatural. Like.
Right. Just, and I mean, always. It could have been just them. Yeah. They could have just been getting freaky in the bedroom and been hiding it. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
That would be, if I was a parent, that would be like, oh, that was a ghost.
Right.
The only time I'd be like 100% the noise you heard was a ghost.
Now, every night, you're going to hear a ghost.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's a friendly ghost. Don't go looking for it.
Kat, were you able to get that pulled up?
Yes. Let's see if I can share. Okay. Pressing play. Oh, did you hear those footsteps? Oh, okay. So I'm going to make Noah do a lot of editing here. Okay. And it'll repeat. So we'll let it repeat.
Oh, perfect. So where the arrow is pointing, is that where we're supposed to see the like the shadow,
the white shape. Yep, that's exactly. And I did that. Like, I had to go in and figure out how to edit to do that. It's sloppy, but man, I still get chills. Like
better than yeah.
Kat, can you run it one more time?
Yeah, and Noah, look at right above the arrow. It's like on the handrail almost. It's like a little white triangle. Yeah,
as if like someone's like standing on the steps and just kind of like
holding on. It's like their fingers. Okay.
That's super creepy.
And there's no like light behind you, right?
Not down there. At that point, I wasn't leaving lights on. I have one on in the bathroom upstairs. So that's where that shadow came from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, that's where like the light on the wall came from.
And so actually, was that the first, I guess that was that the first experience you had in the home that felt supernatural?
Well, I mean, no, actually the reason that the camera was even facing the stairs, which is a question I got a lot, was why do you even have it, you know, facing that direction? Is because I heard walking on up and down the stairs. It's like constantly all night long. That's all I hear. And then the worst thing is my husband works nights too, sometimes. So I'm like here alone. And he's like, it's gotta be the neighbors. He didn't believe me. You know, he's like, there's no way you're not hearing anything. It took me a good 1 or 2 weeks to get him to really be like, okay, you're right. You've caught it all on video. I see it. I hear it. Definitely.
Does he also believe that it's likely a ghost, or is he still holding out for some other explanation of it?
I think he was more skeptical than I was at this point. I'm pretty sure he believes that it's a ghost. I mean, you know, at first, just like me, he's like, maybe we're on a hill. Maybe that's why things are falling over. But they fall over in every which direction in our downstairs area.
Those cabinets, like, swing open in such irregular patterns.
Yeah, we should say this is just one of many videos that you've taken. You know, we saw some really weird ones. Kat was showing me a bunch the night before of, like, cabinet doors swinging open, objects sliding, you know, off of, you know, counters. I guess just for some context, can you tell us a little bit how, like, all of this stuff started? First, you started hearing footsteps, and then did you hear other weird noises, or that's when you started recording things?
Well, I kept finding things on the floor in the kitchen, and I'm like, how did this get on the floor? You know, my dogs are only a foot high, if that. There's no way, you know, Kevin's not home. That's my husband. Like, how did this get on the floor? So I ended up turning. It's very narrow downstairs, so, you know, I can capture the whole downstairs in one shot. So I put one camera on the far table by the door where we leave, and just left it. And the Alfred app that I use actually just detects motion, and that's when it starts recording. Mm-hmm. And you can check it from your phone if you leave one open and see, you know, what's going on, but it'll capture when things actually move. So left that up. And then I saw my Febreze bottle fall over. That was the other thing, is I kept smelling this smell in our house, and it's real funky. It's not like, you know, you hear people in movies say it's like a dead person smell. Like, no, it's like musky and like, you know, somebody like passed gas or something. That's what it smells like. And I get whiffs. I was blaming it on the dog. So I kept it in the living room, and I'm spraying the Febreze. And then that was the next instance that fell over. So I'm like, that's weird. You know, I caught that on camera, and then it progressed. I'm really nervous because I'm just like,
worse. Have you ever spoken to anybody who else has ever lived in the townhome before to see if they had similar issues?
That's another weird aspect to this. Let me just take you through. This townhome was only built in 2014. It is literally, you know, it's younger than some kids that I know. So it's really bizarre that I'm even having these experiences. It's supposed to be a luxury townhome, you know, right in the middle of everything. We live in Louisville. And then our tenants that were here before us, they moved out halfway through their lease unexpectedly. And this unit opened up. We were having issues with some neighbors above us in the back of this complex. And our leasing manager said, hey, we just had this townhome open up early. Do you want to move here? Because I know you were having issues. So we did. We packed up and we moved here. And then we had about 2 days, and some furniture for the previous tenants arrived here. And I said, well, we've got to take this up to leasing. And I took it up to the office, and that was 3 weeks ago. They still cannot get a hold of them.
Shut up. Those so people scary. Got haunted and left.
I don't know if that's why they left or maybe they moved state, but I walked in there the other day. I was looking for a package, just, you know, we have UPS deliver there, and I saw the package for their, it's like I guess an entertainment system for their TV. It was still sitting there. I'm like, Isaac, did you get a hold of them? Like, why is this still here? It's been almost a month. He said, we can't get in touch with them. It looks expensive too.
And so you were already living with, like, in this townhouse complex. So were you in, like, kind of an identical unit as the one that you're staying in now?
Actually, no. This is a really large complex. They actually lease all over Louisville, but this one specifically, I think they have like 500 or 600 units. So oh, wow. It's like a whole neighborhood. We lived on the other side, and it was an apartment. I really enjoyed living there, but then these neighbors moved up above us, and I mean, all hours of the night, just arguing and screaming.
Have you asked your leasing agent if, I mean, I know you would probably feel weird asking them, but have you ever asked them if anybody complained of ghosts in the unit?
I have, actually. We're really close with our leasing manager. Like, he lives in the same neighborhood. He has a kid. Like, he's super cool. He's from California, but he said that he hasn't had any complaints from this unit. It's right next to leasing. It's across the street. We have a restaurant and a bar right here. Like, it's a pretty integrated place, but the only bizarre thing that came before us, he said, was that they broke the lease and they didn't give an explanation as to why.
And has he seen the videos that you've taken?
No, I'm really afraid. I'm afraid for him to see them and then get mad and be afraid that, like, we're putting him in the neighborhood on blast. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that is wild. We always talk about, you know, we hear all these stories. Every now and then we'll get a guest that may have like some audio, maybe like some, you know, one little picture or one little GIF or something they send us where you see something move. But your situation is so different because you really have an abundance of creepy stuff caught on camera. I mean, how are you processing this just as a human who's living in this environment, trying to make sense of everything?
Well, do you want me to be completely honest with you? Because
yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm medicated. I take Xanax, and it's prescribed to me by my psychiatrist. But it was honestly just for a panic disorder I had at night. But I mean, I've been taking it throughout the day at this point. And I don't know. At first, I was just really freaked out, and you know, would have, you know, like a meltdown or a panic attack. At this point, I feel like I'm numb to it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's just because like I've been around it so much, but like, just for example, and it's getting worse too. And that's the problem. Like, 2 weeks ago I was walking down the stairs, husband's sitting in the living room, and just out of nowhere, I fell down on 11 stairs. Like it was a blur. Like, I don't know how I fell down, but my foot's broken. I've got a hairline fracture in my fifth metatarsal in my left foot. So I've had to wear a boot, can't go hiking, can't walk like I usually do. But that was kind of odd. I'm like, that could have been whatever this is, but there's no way. Like, come on. And then yesterday, and I posted a video about this, or it might've been the day before, I was laying in bed and my dog, she's a little dog, she sleeps with me. So I'm sitting there petting her, and I felt something just push my right shoulder. And like, the only way I could really cope with it was just to be like, that didn't happen. There's no way.
Oh, I just kind of brushed it off.
And like, I know people in the comments have recommended sage over and over. I saw you sage the apartment, and you said the activity kind of seemed less for a couple days. And then you brought in like ghost hunters or paranormal investigators.
I don't even know if I should call it a paranormal investigator. My cousin knew somebody that she worked with that was part of the Paranormal Society in Louisville, and they stopped in for only 5 minutes. They just came in. They took like 2 EVP readings with some machine they had, and then said, we'll be in touch, and left. And that was it.
Did they look at any of your videos?
Yes, actually. My cousin had sent her a few of them. And she, I mean, she didn't really comment. She hasn't really talked to me. And that's the other thing is she came, she left, and I haven't heard back from her. And I gave her like 5 phone calls. She gave me a list of people to reach out to try to get somebody in to help with the situation, because after saging, that didn't really work. And also, I do want to point out, the saging I did was improper. I didn't do it right. And also, I used white sage, which is a closed practice, and I shouldn't have done that. So I don't know if it really made it better or worse.
What is kind of like the proper way to sage that you've learned?
I have no idea.
What is the not to do way of saging that you learned, I guess?
Whatever I did, because it was offensive. And a lot of my, you know, immediately after posting it, a lot of them were like, you're supposed to keep all doors open. You're supposed to do it in all the cabinets. You're supposed to pray the whole time. Like, I literally read one article, ordered some sage off of Amazon, and then gave it a go.
Gotcha.
People are so intense in the comments. So kudos to you for handling some of those.
Well, I really rely on them for all of my information, because I know nothing. Like, I've been here for 4 weeks, and then I have all these people that are like, we've went through this, this is what you should do. And then I have other people contradicting that. Like, I just don't know how to handle this at all. I feel like I'm just winging it as I go. And the saging, I wish I could tell you how to do it, but honestly, don't do what I did, because I apparently did it completely wrong. So.
Actually, have you reached out to like a Catholic church to see if they'll send a priest over to bless the home? We know we've had people tell us that they've done that before as well.
I haven't, but I was going to reach out to my pastor. You know, I try not to talk about my faith a lot, because there are people of all faiths that really follow me. But, you know, I go to one church, and our pastor there did not reach back out to me. And then my mother-in-law's church, their pastor just died from COVID-19. So
sorry to hear that.
I didn't think it, yeah, it's really sad, but I didn't think I would. It would be nice to reach out to that family and be like, hey, I have a ghost. I know your pastor just died, but.
Well, look, this episode hasn't been released yet, but we had one guest on who, she had some paranormal stuff going on at her apartment, and she was of Catholic faith, and she went to the Catholic church and stole holy water and then went back home and blessed her own house.
Oh my God.
Does it work that way?
She said it helped, you know, take from that what you wish. But we have had people say, you know, that they've reached out to the Catholic church to request to get their home blessed. And I don't know if that would help.
We're
or
not sponsored, you know, by the Catholic church.
Yeah. None of us that I know of are Catholic.
No, not at all. Man, this is wild. Can we play another video? Maybe the one with the cabinets and stuff? I would be interested in
for seeing. For sure. You guys can play as many of the videos as you it's fine.
Okay, yeah, let me look through some.
Yeah.
But also, you know, another thing that we've heard a lot from guests, ooh, I missed it. Here we go. Is that when we have some guests that are like, oh, I know there's an entity here. I've seen them all my life. This is what I've been told to do. You know, you speak out loud, you speak confidently, you tell them to leave, you tell them, or you, you know, say some sort of like mantra about being guided by the white light and we only want positive souls here and that kind of thing. Have you gotten any like feedback like that?
Oh, constantly. But I've been told, like I said, they contradict each other constantly. They're in my comment section. Half of them are like, tell it to leave, command it in the name of Jesus or whatever. And then half of them are like, don't communicate. If you communicate, it's going to get worse. So I'm like, well, I don't know if I should really communicate, because what if it does get worse? You know, at this point, I feel like whatever this is, if it even is an entity, if it's going to hurt me, you know, talking to it, I could see strengthening that line of communication as being a negative thing.
This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box, when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
We have a medium that comes on our podcast, kind of a friend of the show, Intuitive April, and she works with a paranormal investigation team. And I know she said that people will bring her in their homes when they feel, you know, that they're being haunted by an unwanted or unfriendly spirit. Have you reached out to any mediums to see if they have any take on the issue?
I haven't, but if there's anybody listening that's in the Louisville area that can help me, please, please send me a message, because if I can just get somebody here to help me, I mean, that would make the, I would rather leave this up to professionals. Like, I don't know. I have a lot of anxiety just trying to figure out how I should handle the situation. I think it would help if I did have a medium, somebody that came over and was like, yeah, but then again, you know, there's me, the skeptic, like I don't even know if I believe in that.
Well, that's what, I was just about to say the same thing. It's so hard to, you're in this situation, right? Like, you know what you're living through, but at the same time, in the back of your head, there's got to be tons of doubt, not only about what you're experiencing, but about the people who could be offering help and like, what are their motives, or, you know, why are they trying to help me with a ghost, something I can't prove, or, you know, so I'm sure that's, I know for me, that would be very difficult. But on the other hand, you're going through this stuff and, you know, I'm sure you want to try to find some kind of relief.
Absolutely. And the hardest thing, you know, just touching on what you just said, is really just, you know, what do I believe and what really will help? Because I mean, up until now, I didn't think this is real. And I didn't think this was something that really happened to people. I thought it was something people do for attention, you know? So,
yeah. I mean, we were all like pretty skeptical when we started this, and I think we have released maybe 48 episodes at the point that this is being recorded. And after all of these episodes, you start to, I still have no idea if it's real or not, but you do start to realize that at least the majority of the people that are coming onto our podcast believe what they're telling us is true.
Right.
You know, it's not, because most people don't have anything to gain by coming on and like sharing their, I mean, a lot of the people, especially our probably first 15, 20 episodes, were people in our local community that we perform comedy with, who had stories. And it's been fascinating and a little scary and sometimes a little hopeful. Some of the stories can be kind of nice and sweet, but I still don't know what to make of it. I've had a couple of paranormal experiences, nothing too crazy. JJ wants one really bad. And I don't know, you know, I can't relate in that sense. You know, I don't think I want another one.
Well, if you really want a paranormal experience, and I will say we have one of the most haunted places in the world here. It's called Waverly Hills Sanatorium. I don't know. Have you heard of that?
No,
no, we haven't.
But with that name.
Yeah.
Right. Is that like a mental health hospital back when like those were pretty much torture camps or whatever?
Don't quote me on this, but I think it was first a mental hospital and then it evolved to be a hospital for people with TB. And this is in, I think it's West Louisville. We had tickets to go in April. I've wanted to go since I was a kid just to check it out, like for the history aspect, not necessarily for the paranormal. They, because when COVID hit, they were like, we're going to have to refund your ticket. Sure. We can't do that. So, but they house the majority of the TB patients here in Louisville. They even have this thing underneath of it called the Death Chute. I think they host it. They had it on, what is that? It's that show with Zach Bagans or whatever. What, I don't know what that show is, but it's on Discovery. But anyway, they came and stayed overnight there. And then we had some people from BuzzFeed come and stay there overnight too. They all say that there's some sort of paranormal something or another, but it's this big creepy hospital. They do, you know, guided tours. But it's the talk of the town. Everybody goes there when it comes close to Halloween, that type of thing.
I was just going to say at Halloween, you can start selling tickets for your own show.
Hopefully I'll be out of here before Halloween. That's what I'm hoping.
Actually, I wanted to ask you if there was like a, like kind of a specific tipping point from when you stopped thinking it was a home intruder to when you believed that your house was haunted.
I think I started, honestly, after my second video, seeing things tipped over. Like, I'm starting to think this isn't home intrusion. This is more of a, you know, some sort of an entity. And then catching my purse falling off the counter. Like, I had it at two angles because a bunch of my followers had said, hey, set one going the other direction so that you can see, you know, anything that's, you know, towards the TV and the couch. And, you know, stupid me set my purse in front of it so he could even catch the view of the room. And then I'm looking through footage, like it captures a bunch of clips and my dogs walk around. So I'm just scrolling through and I found the one. I'm like, hey, my purse isn't in this shot anymore. And I went back a few and my purse had fallen over. That was really the big tipping point where I said, there is no way.
And I think Pat and I watched that video last night. We watched quite a few of things tipping over. And I will say, like, normally when I hear, like, oh, this thing was pushed off, I'm like, okay, well, you know, things, there's, like, friction, things slide around, there's vibration.
You said the air vent. I was like, no way.
Yeah, air shafts, that sort of thing. But I will
say, those air vents that push over purses.
Right, but, you know, I will say from your videos, everything looks like they just start moving very abruptly. Maybe not the cabinets swinging open and shut, but like the objects that are like falling off of the counter is really just like, I mean, it does, there clearly is some kind of force that pushes it. Like,
So I'm going to show the purse video.
Did that say it has 2.7 million views? Oh shit. So Ashley, can you walk us through what we're seeing?
So, and this is a lot of things that people have pointed out to me too. I don't know that it was pushed because if you look in the first cam, you can see the strap move, but it's almost like the bottom strap is being pulled. So here in the first shot, if you look, you can see the strap goes over the edge first. And I had a bunch of people on there saying, I saw the strap move and it looks like it was pulled, not pushed. But then I also have people in the comments that have said, I can see an imprint on the back of the purse where it was pushed.
I was just gonna say, I can see why this would change your perspective from home intruder to something paranormal, because audience, if you have the opportunity, definitely go check these videos out. I've never seen anything like this before. Ashley, can you give out your TikTok name again for us?
Yep, it's at chocolate milk mix, like the Nestle Quick Mix you buy. I'm sorry.
So yeah,
no, that's my favorite part.
Yeah, it's such a great name. So that's at Chocolate Milk Mix. And like the video we just watched, I mean, you clearly see a purse on a kitchen counter and you get to see it falling off from two different angles.
This was just the other night, the one we're watching right now. This was two nights ago.
And what is happening in this one, Ashley?
It looked, to my knowledge, And from what I really scrutinized over, it looks like it was pushing the battery pack off of, we keep batteries for my Xbox controller. So I have them sitting up there, but it looks like that was knocked off. And then also some cleaner I had there. I wiped down my tables. I have glass tables. And then it just drops. I don't know if that's gravity or if it was actually pushed, but.
Are you trying to get out of your lease now? Like, are you going to move early too, like those other people?
We're thinking about it. We're trying, but the problem is they want 3 months rent, and to move in somewhere else, I mean, that's not a problem, but it's the breaking my lease.
These videos, and for people that are skeptics like us, I mean, I can't explain what's happening. I mean, you see them from angles where if somebody was in theory manipulating it, you would see the manipulation, especially that purse one. That's really hard for me to process.
I mean, I've had some people that are like, oh, it's fishing line, but okay, where was I hiding? Because it's coming that direction. And I've got both the angles. And then I have people that are like, I can see your hands. I'm like, I'm not 2 feet. I don't fit behind that little trash can, people. I swear I'm just sharing it as, but then the majority of the comments and people who've reached out to me, they send me DMs. It's just positive tips and that type of thing.
And two, you got to think, like, some people are never going to believe anything they see supernatural, because it would literally break the framework of, in their mind, how the world works. You know, they're not going to be able to handle all those thoughts. So no matter what you put up. JJ.
You know, JJ's over here with like alien theories and all this other stuff, but he can't comprehend like another dimension of spiritual world.
I get the alien stuff too. My grandmother's all over that. She honestly, I heard her say the other day that she thinks that aliens are the reason for our existence or something to that degree. And I'm pretty open-minded, you know.
They're way more plausible than ghosts. But, you know, that being said, I've like seen your videos and I don't really have any explanation for it. I understand why people would be skeptical on like, you know, something that they see on like TikTok or YouTube or any kind of social media, because...
Or like TV shows they put out there. TV that shit seems so fabricated.
Oh, the TV shows are like the fakest.
You're a TV show out there who needs three podcast hosts to narrate your shows, then it's the realest that there is.
Right. It's so real.
Yeah, exactly. I'll believe that's... I'll believe in ghosts before I believe that's going to happen. But
I was in the same boat. I get it.
Well, but something that like really, you know, makes me feel more convinced by your videos is, you know, there was one we watched where I guess people had been requesting that you like get on the video and like, you know, use your real voice on the video. And you had talked about being camera shy. So, I mean, and you sounded very genuine about that. And that just kind of, you know, tells me that, you know, you wouldn't have had a motivation to just like make fake ghost videos and put them on the internet and become a TikTok.
At this point, I mean, the only thing I could see benefiting from it is, you know, getting attention, but I really have no desire to have a bunch of people in my business. I just feel so nervous even talking to you guys over a podcast. Like I've been, you know, low key panicking this whole time. Like,
oh, no.
I don't talk.
I'm sorry.
Well, thanks so much for being so open about it. And
no, it's fine. And you know, what's crazy is I used to be a insurance representative. So I would talk all day long. It's just, you know, after COVID hit, I've just been at home and I've let that social anxiety come back in. Yeah. Sure. I'm very uncomfortable with my body image. So, you know, I layer on the makeup to try to cover up all of my insecurities. But I mean, my followers are so nice. Like they have been so chill, but I feel like I kind of owe it to people for being so supportive to at least let them see me and hear me. And
actually, you're not alone in, you know, being hesitant to talk about this stuff or put your voice and your name on it. We get a lot of guests from Reddit, from like the ghost stories subreddit or the ghost subreddit. I think there's another one, Paranormal Activity. And it really shocked me how many people would respond back and say, oh, well, thank you for reaching out, but I'm not comfortable talking about this in an audio format. And I would remind them, like, you can come on and say your name is, you know, hash brown. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. Nobody's ever going to know. And they'd be like, yeah, still not going to do it. I'm just like, okay, cool.
It's scary to put all that out there.
So yeah.
Thank you for coming sure. on.
Absolutely.
We're going to be following you on TikTok for sure, just to see like what's going on. And if it ever gets, I don't know, if you find a solution or you don't, or you move, we'd love to have you back on and just chat about it.
Absolutely. You know, and if you guys ever, you know, find somebody that's in my area, please, please pass them on. Like, I just need somebody that thinks they know what's going on to just come over here and tell me what to do or do something for me, because I'm just terrified to try anything on my own anymore. Like, I just, I'm like, okay, well, I'll document it and I'll share what's going on, and that's about it. Like,
and actually, how, and
leave it to professionals.
Before we get you out of here, I am curious, how often or how frequent are these instances occurring?
Well, at first it was just at nighttime, and you know, that's really cliche, but then this past week or two, things have started happening in daylight, like broad daylight. Just today, I actually posted today, my dog, my little dachshund Russell, was growling at something in the kitchen for no reason. He's freaked out, backing away. And next thing I know, I hear my cabinet swing open behind me. We need to get some WD-40, like it creaks. But I look behind me and it's wide open. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's what you're barking. Okay. But it's frequent. It's constant. I've tried to capture the footsteps that I hear up here, because it sounds like a kid running or something, or someone just running up and down the stairs, like constantly, even during the daytime. And it's really hard to capture it on my phone, but if you really listen close, you can hear it where it's upstairs, and you can hear the thumping where I'm sitting on the couch and there's something running around. I'm alone at home, like my husband's working or sleeping. I don't know. It's just, it's constant, just constant.
Yeah.
Never even get a minute. I mean, even while we've been just sitting here, I've heard something walking around in the hallway, and it's just annoying. I'm sorry.
And I probably already know the answer to this is no, but have you ever used like a Ouija board or anything at your house?
I was going to. I have one. I have one in the house because my aunt bought me one when I was like 10. As a joke, because we really like scary movies. Her daughter and I, my cousin, would watch them constantly. My little sister, she's 8. She loves to watch them too, bizarrely. She just watched Insidious, and I'm just blown away she wasn't scared. But yeah, I have one, and I thought, well, maybe I should use it. Like, I never really thought it would work. But then I put it on TikTok. I'm like, hey, should I use the Ouija board and try to communicate? And they're like, no, don't use the Ouija board.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like you have like a poltergeist with all the movement and, you know, the way it's affecting everything in your home versus just like something you see floating around.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, it's some wild stuff. This one has me a little speechless. Usually I'm full of bubble and energy, but this, I don't really know how, I myself don't know how to process this, and I'm not living in there and dealing with whatever it is that's going on. So I feel for you having to deal with this stuff.
I mean, everybody just says, I'll move out. You need to move. Just move. I'm like, it's not that easy. And then the worst part is that my parents and my family live an hour away. Like I can't just pick up and go move in with them or just walk out. And honestly, I'm not the richest person in the world. Like,
you can't just,
you don't have the money to break it, you know? Yeah,
right.
For sure.
Well, if I believed 10 out of 10 of ghosts, and I talked about ghosts all the time, I would say, show that ghost that you own that place and it's your home and you're confident and you're not scared of it. And anytime you hear it, face it and be like, I'm here and I'm going to beat you up. And that's my advice. Okay.
I think I would just cry into a pillow, but yeah, do that too.
Mine has just been ignore it, pretend it didn't happen. So,
as someone who's with a fear of dogs, I feel like I get the same advice on dealing with that.
You have a fear of dogs?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's weird because I love dogs, and most dogs,
obviously,
most dogs I'm fine with because most dogs are like friendly, happy, go up to you, get some love. But if a dog's barking at me, I just, like, it triggers a really strong fear response.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Aww. I will say, you know,
I was chased by a Dalmatian when I was little. I think that's what started it.
Or you were attacked by a dog in a past life.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Well, I mean, that's not something I'm not accustomed to, but it's not the first time I've heard of it, somebody being afraid of a dog, but we keep every kind of pet. I'm about to share with you. I have a python next to me, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That's my hobby. I keep snakes and lizards, and then I've got my two little dogs, and I get people all over TikTok. They're like, how can you even have your hand in the tank? Throw that whole snake away. There's no way. I'm like, I'm the same way about spiders, but something about the snake is just so sweet. Like she's precious to me, but I totally get the aversion to animals, you know, spiders. That's me.
I love snakes. So I love that about you.
Yeah. You love snakes?
Of course I do.
You're scared of everything. Well, since when do you love snakes?
I am scared of like poppy outy ghosty stories. I'm not scared of snake. What is this everything?
I don't know. You won't watch The Sixth Sense and we do a ghost podcast. That feels like homework.
That's because it's a poppy outy ghosty thingy. It's not a snake. Is The Sixth Sense kid a snake?
No. You got me there. It's not a snake.
I mean, she's super sweet as can be, though. I mean, there's a I don't understand where the fear comes from in people.
Oh, like, you mean why the snake? They even... I thought you meant cat. I was like,
no,
she's all cat.
But here, I'll show her to you. She's really sweet. She's
does she have a name?
Never so much. Yes, her name is Monty, and she's a python.
Yeah.
Do you get the nuance?
Oh yeah, it's subtle, but I get it.
But here Whoa. She is. She's a sweetie.
That's a big snake.
She's like, why are you getting me out? I was sleeping, but.
Have you ever seen her like float across the room or anything?
No, she just stays in her rock and chills, but she comes out at night. Really, I don't get any activity in this room, which is why I'm in here. But no, the reptile room is my escape. I come in here to just kind of chill out and be me and hang out with my reptiles.
That's awesome. So, that's probably why you don't get activity in there, because the ghost is scared of snakes for no reason.
Well, as Kat said earlier, please keep us updated. I mean, we'll obviously stay tuned to your TikTok and check out the content on there. But open door policy, if you ever want to come back on and share new experiences or, you know, anything we can do, you let us know.
Absolutely. As soon as we get more development and I get somebody over here, I think that's when I'm going to have more really more to talk about or even more of an opinion. But I mean, at this point it's just, oh, things are moving around my house and I don't know why.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like I've never really believed much in like those, what are they like? Those ghost box things. I don't know. JJ, do you remember Kat? You remember what they're called?
EFPs or something.
It's whatever audio recording devices they use that are supposed to pick up higher frequencies or whatever. Like normally I'd be like, pleh, but I would actually like, would love to see if it does anything in your apartment, you know, knowing that you have these other videos and stuff. But I don't know if you Absolutely. Would want that. I don't know if you'd want a voice attached to whatever this
I is. Mean, I have no problem with posting videos, and a lot of my users say that they can hear whispers in the videos too, especially in the purse video. I've had a lot of people say that they can hear something at the end. I thought I could hear something and I asked about it. And people think it says anything from like sorry to move or get out. Like, I don't think anybody really knows what it's saying, but there's definitely a whisper. So I would be totally, whatever it is, if you want to just send it to me and I'll put add it to my Amazon list and get it ordered.
Awesome. Well, Ashley, before we get you out of there, is there anything you'd like to leave our audience with? Any parting words?
Just thanks for watching and listening. And again, if anybody else has any advice, please DM me, or if you know anybody that can come and help me, let me know, send me a private message. I'm open to anything. And thanks so much for having me on. I really enjoyed talking with you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Much.
Yeah. Thank you. This was awesome. Well, you take care and stay safe, and I don't know, find the Ghostbusters, whatever you got to do, get that thing out of there.
And keep absolutely. Monty nearby. Monty yeah. seems to be the one to go to for this.
He seems so.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Ashley, you have a great rest of the night, and honestly, don't be a stranger, okay?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, and you guys have a great night too.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Monty. That was so cool.
Man, I feel like we need to call priest after that episode.
I know. I keep looking like, is some the ghost go through the camera to our house?
I mean, we always talk about, like, did that move the scale? Yeah, that moved the fucking scale, people. That moved the scale.
That's the first person that's like, I hate it here. Like, we haven't had, like, a real time, other than the Atlanta Midtown guy, but he, like, honestly was like, I like it. He's cool. We're just
living together. He's like playing Beyonce.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, Kat and I obviously watched a lot of those videos last night, and like my initial reaction, well, first I watched the one with the, you know, shape that moves, and it's pretty faint and hard to make out. So I'm like, yeah, that could be anything. Then we started watching these objects that moved, and I really think my initial reaction was just like, I'm so wired to be like, there's something else to it. And, you know, just like, meh, whatever.
People just want to get famous on TikTok.
And then I slept on it, and now I'm like, I have no idea what that was. So, I wish we could show videos over podcasts. But, yeah. You know, if you're listening to this and you have a TikTok, definitely check out Ashley's channel and see it for yourself.
And soon check out our channel. It'll probably be at Real Hauntings Podcast, but we'll keep you posted.
Awesome. And hers was at Chocolate Milk Mix, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think one, it's the videos, right? Like, I mean, we've all seen videos of stuff. I've never seen a culmination of so many videos in one place. So that's one thing that's odd and spooky and creepy. But the other thing is, you know, we have the benefit of being able to see her on Zoom. Obviously, the podcast will just be audio, but you could see the anxiety and the, I won't necessarily say scared, but the worrying. Like you could see all these things manifesting through her as she's describing in detail these experiences. Whereas I feel like if she was, you know, tying fish string all over her house, like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone, I would like to think that we would be a better judge of character and we would pick up on some of that phoniness as she was talking to us. And I didn't, I mean, as somebody who's very empathic and, you know, usually can kind of feel through that stuff with people, I didn't pick up on any phony. All I felt was that this person feels like there's something fucked up going on in their house and they want it to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Just thinking about Noah, our very empathic friend.
Yeah.
And podcast host.
I don't know. Being an empath
Sweet Noah.
It's cool, but it's overrated sometimes. I like to tell myself I'm a Slytherin, but that empathic side makes that a little harder sometimes.
Like you can't be Slytherin and be empathic.
Yeah, Sarah just calls me a mean Hufflepuff, which as somebody who thinks they're a Slytherin, it just feels really insulting to hear.
I like mean Hufflepuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you guys feel like that change shook things up for you a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, any video you see on the internet, you still need to like reserve some skepticism, right? Because, you know, we don't know Ashley. Video technology is like so advanced and like so accessible. But yeah, I'm very prone to believe that like, you know, what she's experiencing is really happening. And maybe there are some, you know, like alternative explanations. I'm always reminded of like this video I saw a few years ago of this like Egyptian statue of like the god of death or something. It was like this little tiny statue on a shelf in a museum. And there was like museum footage overnight that like caught the statue over time, just like spinning in place. And I was like convinced like, oh my God, like that's it. That's the evidence that ghosts are real. And then some physicists later explained how it's actually just like all of the vibrations of the street traffic and people walking through the museum is just kind of gradually.
Oh, interesting.
And so I don't know. There are things that I see and I'm like, I have no idea what it is, but maybe someone smarter can look at it and explain what it is. But I don't know. And it sure seems like a ghost looking at the videos. So.
Yeah,
that's the most kind of spooked out I've been on one of our episodes since the Doppelganger episode. I'd say those two and like the original Devin one, but that was so long ago. It's hard for me to kind of put myself back in that emotional state. But those three episodes are probably the ones that have kind of scared me the most being a part of them. I don't know. I'm just kind of speechless. That was interesting. Yeah, I definitely encourage our audience to go check out our TikTok. I don't know, guys. That was a weird one. That one's got me kind of scratching my head a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
All right, guys. Well, that's another episode. I mean, that's crazy. Hopefully we can continue to bring you interesting people like Chocolate Milk Mix, Ashley, who are out there kind of doing things in a big way, showing paranormal events like this. Kat reached out to her and we were lucky enough to get her on. So hopefully we can keep bringing you quality content like that, because that was really fun to be a part of.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
And I'm Kat.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.